AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Newton has slammed into mainland Mexico, immediately weakening to a tropical storm. Parts of Arizona and New Mexico may get some potentially dangerous rain out of this. The National Hurricane Center's John Kanjelowski.
We're expecting 1 to 3 inches of rain in that area. And those numbers may not sound very high, but given that that area is a desert, that could still cause flash flooding and mudslides, especially where there are some mountains nearby.
Some are calling it a warm-up for the presidential debates. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will appear tonight at a Commander-in-Chief forum. MSNBC will host the event at which Trump and Clinton will appear separately to answer questions about national security issues. Yesterday in Virginia Beach, Virginia, home to 3 military bases, Trump said Clinton would continue President Obama's soft policies on immigration and refugee settlement.
You have illegal immigrants. I hate to say this in this room because you have a lot of vets in the room, but you have illegal immigrants that she wants and he wants treated better than veterans.
But Clinton told an audience in Tampa that Trump is bad for veterans.
His companies, Trump companies, have fired veterans because they had to take time off to fulfill their military commitments.
She said he'd take the country back to war in the Middle East. He says his temperament is his single biggest asset. And he said Clinton's handling of private emails disqualifies her to serve as president. You may remember one of the worst cyber attacks ever on the United States. It targeted the government's Office of Personnel Management and compromised the personal information of millions of federal workers. Now a new congressional report faults the agency for not having basic security controls in place. This is AP Radio News. Lawmakers are trying to figure out how best to keep the government from running out of money after the end of the month when spending authority expires. This has become routine for members of Congress. Our Jerry Bodlander reports from Capitol Hill that money to fight the Zika virus is bogged down in this.
Senate Democrats came back from the 7-week break and again blocked the $1.1 billion funding measure, just as they did twice before the break. They are dead set against several provisions, including one that would prevent Planned Parenthood in Puerto Rico from getting some of the money. Senate Republicans now say the money to fight Zika, but not the provisions Democrats oppose, could end up in the stopgap spending bill that's needed to keep the government running past the end of the month.
President Obama's pointing to the lack of a trade deal, saying it's tough to get things done during a political campaign season. The president's in Laos for a summit of regional leaders. Apple expected to show off the new iPhone today. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.